Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. As we launch into another show, fun and excitement. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We start out with your phone calls going to Michael in North Carolina on the Appalachian Trail. Hello, Micah. Michael.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, good evening, sir. You are hiking the Appalachian Trail, though I don't know if that's the reason you called in tonight, but good to know you're still out there and haven't broken anything.
Well, sprained, but not broken. So I've been taking a few days off and sitting by the river here getting caught up on things here. But the one thing I did want to call in about is I was talking to a hiker yesterday, and we got to talking, and this is something I haven't really done yet, but I intend to do more of in the future as I go along here. And he said he was from New Hampshire. So, and he asked me why I moved to New Hampshire. So I had to explain to him about the Free State Project.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's a movement of 20,000 people who are coming to New Hampshire for more freedom, basically, to get active and actually do things.
That is correct, and so, it's working very well so far. So what did he say?
Exactly. He was kind of positive about the idea, surprisingly enough. I also turned him on to Free Talk Live. He told me he's going to Keene State this fall, so he'll actually be down in your neck of the woods. And told him to look up your show and give him WKBK if he wanted to listen there.
I think a lot of people, I don't know why you're so surprised, I think a lot of natives of New Hampshire are very pleased to know that people are coming here as a part of the Free State Project. I know, Nick, you were pleased when you found out about it, right?
Yeah, and I'm not signed up for the project. I didn't move here. I was here already. So
right.
I don't think it's that uncommon. There are a lot of people who are glad that the Free State Project's picked New Hampshire and that people are coming and making a difference.
Michael?
Oh, yeah. I agree entirely. It was just, it was just surprising to run into that and see that out here in the mountains in North Carolina, you know?
Yeah, well, it's a small world. So anything else you wanted to share with us tonight?
I definitely intend to do more outreach while I'm out here. Just spread the message of freedom, liberty, and whatever I can do.
Excellent, sir. Keep up the good work.
Oh, and one more thing.
Yes.
I want to encourage everybody to go to vote.freetalklive.com because Free Talk Live is way back in the rankings, and we need to get FTL up there to number one.
Are we? I hadn't even looked in the last few days.
We're about fifth.
Okay. All right.
And we could use a couple hundred votes.
That's all it takes. I mean, we've got 3,000 people at the very least listening to the podcast, and who knows how many hundreds of thousands actually listening on the radio. So if you've got a moment, thank you for the call, by the way, Michael. If you've got a moment, go to vote.freetalklive.com. It makes a difference for us. It'll only take you a minute or so, and all you need is an email address. You won't be spammed or anything like that. It's just how the system verifies that you're a real person. So go to vote.freetalklive.com if you want to help us out in the podcast rankings, which would be much appreciated. All right, so we go to the email box. This one is a little strange. It's from Daniel. He says, let's try some free market role play. Let's say you and I grew up in a fledgling free market, and you set up your radio station like you've always dreamed of doing, and naturally, the radio station makes it big.
Everyone, he's talking to you, right?
Apparently.
Okay.
Everyone in your area listens to its plucky brand of local news and talk radio, but then you discover that someone else is occupying the same frequency. By this time, pretty much the whole dial is occupied, and knowing that your station is the most popular, a road owner across town has set up hundreds of small transmitters along the side of his highway, and they replace your signal with their own, with the signal only powerful enough to override yours on his land. Annoyed by how much it's costing them to set up these transmitters, they decide to sue you under the provisions of your deed restrictions, or insurance, or interlocking protection company arrangements, or however the market decides to police itself, and an arbitrator is appointed to hear the case. He says, I'm going to role play what the lawyer might say and give you a chance to respond. What right does a person have to irradiate the property of another person? My client never consented to this, and now it's hurting his business. My client is trying to provide talk radio to his customers, and because of the actions of the defendant, which is me, apparently, he has to buy transmitters powerful enough to drown out the signal from this person's unsightly radio tower. I've heard that the defendant owns his own radio show on Free Talk Live. He has the gall to claim that he owns the very frequency that he's transmitting on. This man believes in fantasies, that you can own a concept, an imaginary line on a spectrum analyzer, and uses this flimsy justification as an excuse to bombard my peaceful client's property with electromagnetic radiation that interferes with his ability to service his customers. I ask you, Mr. Arbiter, to do the right thing, defend property rights, defend the very thing that made this society great, and enjoin the defendant from broadcasting this signal into anyone's property who does not explicitly consent. Now, it goes on a little bit more, but this is pretty ludicrous to me, this whole situation. Mark, you suggested that that we read this on the air, and I don't even understand why this case would even get heard in a free market arbitrator.
Well, he brings up a lot of points that sort of harken back to other issues that we've discussed, and I thought that it might... It could make some interesting discussion.
Okay.
Well, and people don't understand this whole, how would certain things work in a free market? The author obviously does, but, most listeners don't.
Okay, well, I guess the main concern is the issue of radio stations transmitting over top of one another, or the ludicrous, then there's the secondary concern, which is ludicrous, of, you're not allowed to broadcast your frequencies on my land, which is absurd.
Right, that doesn't make any sense any more than you're not allowed to fly your airplane over my land.
Right, there's that, and, then there's, the pesky laws of physics, which sort of get in the way of, too bad, these electromagnetic waves are going to go wherever they want to go.
Right, and it's not a concept, it's not imaginary. the electromagnetic spectrum is very, very real, and you can pinpoint areas on it. Now, I guess homesteading... It makes sense to me that homesteading, you can homestead a frequency. I don't know.
That sort of makes sense, but at the same time, I can understand where he's coming from when he suggests in here that, you don't own that frequency. What you might do is you have some sort of, it's not really a right necessarily, but you were there first on that frequency in that particular area. If, for instance, you homesteaded 101.7 in your town, that doesn't mean that the person in the next town over doesn't have a right to broadcast on that frequency. It's just that in the world of broadcasting, if there's already a signal coming in, it's kind of silly to broadcast over top of an existing signal because you're wasting your power trying to overcome who's already there.
It's not silly if all the spaces on the dial are taken up.
But the problem there is that if we actually had the marketplace in action, the dial would be unlimited. The dial wouldn't necessarily be segmented in the way that it is right now. Right now, the FCC hands down these diktats from on high about what defines FM, what defines AM, and what frequency ranges are all operating there.
Right, and we're currently working under the old technology of FM and AM, which now has been changed into digital AM and digital FM. And the FM dial has four stations inside. The new digital FM dial has four stations inside the old frequency, is that correct?
Something like that. It's they've managed to squeeze in
quadrupled the existing dial on FM.
That's true. And that's under the existing FM, or that's under the existing FCC dictatorship. Without the FCC around, then there could be all kinds of developments in the world of radio broadcasting that you wouldn't have to go to the FCC to beg them for permission to allow you to change your technology or to improve things, which is the number one reason why you're mentioning, what you're talking about, Mark, is HD radio, which is something most people don't even know about. They don't even know it exists. And it probably would be a lot more popular today if it had actually had, if the marketplace had actually been allowed to work, and it could have come out when it was originally being designed, which is in the early 1990s. But it didn't really hit the marketplace until the early aughts, the early portion of this decade. And it hasn't really even penetrated into hardly any households or any vehicles, simply because it's kind of outdated at this point. And, podcasting and internet delivery are becoming more popular. And the poor radio industry is running to try to catch up with the rest of technology, but the FCC is holding it back. We can continue this discussion here, and I want to get back to the homesteading issue as well. This is your show. You take control. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at orgonproducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's spyville.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Take a CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. All the features, by the way, include the bulletin board system, over 340,000 posts. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all. bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
How much do you spend on coffee? JustPlainJoe.com offers over 60 different flavors. roasted to order. Gourmet Arabica coffee beans and whole bean or ground at just $7.99 a 12-ounce package. It's roasted fresh to order, justplainjoe.com. Most orders delivered within 3 business days via UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping. That's justplainjoe.com.
All right, so we're talking about an email that kind of paints a ludicrous scenario in regards to the future of radio transmitting in a free market world without the FCC around to create rules for radio broadcasters.
I don't know how ludicrous it is. When you read stories like we read yesterday on the air, you'll realize that fact is, in fact, much stranger than fiction.
What story? Oh, you mean like the
one lady that married
incest people.
Yeah, the lady that married her having children with her father, and the weird cult out in Texas.
Gotcha.
So you can't say ludicrous because anything can happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are a couple of concepts in here that are pretty ludicrous, and one is that someone could possibly take another person to court for transmitting on a frequency because the electromagnetic radiation or the electromagnetic waves are coming onto one's property as though that's some sort of property rights violation. It would seem to me that in any sane society, that would be laughed right out of the courtroom or the arbitration hearing chamber or whatever it would be called. The other question here is, you know, well, how would the homesteading thing work? Or would there even be homesteading? Because if I'm in one town and you're in another and we both want to broadcast on the same frequency, I think that's okay. I mean, I don't think that that person has a right to the frequency. I just think that hopefully society, whatever form it takes, would come up with a set of standards for what is appropriate and what is not. Maybe the industry would come up with those standards. I don't know who would do it. The arbitrators, it would be their professional job to determine these things. So if you were to, for instance, flip on your transmitter first within a certain area, and
that gives you a lot of, that in and of itself is just like homesteading some property. If you manage to get to a piece of land first, just like they did when they were colonizing America here, you got to a piece of land first, you put your little, stake in the ground, and you started working the land and building the house and that kind of thing, yeah, that counts for something.
It counts, but at the same time, if you wanted to broadcast on that frequency on your own property, I couldn't see how anyone would be able to get away with stopping you from doing that. In that, if I had my transmitter on 5 years ago, and then you came along, Mark, and decided, well, I don't want to listen to this on this frequency, I want to put something else on there in my area, I don't see what the problem exactly would be with you doing that, except for the fact that you yourself would be restricting your broadcast ability by cutting into my existing signal.
Right, you'd have some difficulty. One would assume that somehow the marketplace would come up with some standardization so that they could have little talking houses, as they're called, little FM they're AM transmitters that go on 1610 and 1620. I used to have one at my house, and all you had to do is dial into that particular dial position. You could listen to a recorded informational loop of 3 minutes long about that particular house that's for sale. People would do that. But if somebody was broadcasting on 1610 or 1620, it wouldn't go nearly as far. They'd have to be pull up into your driveway to get it close enough to the box to even be able to hear it, sort of staticky.
That's true. So if someone else came on board, again, if I'd been broadcasting 5 years ago and, Mark, you came on and didn't just want to broadcast to your property but wanted to broadcast to the same general area that I was broadcasting in, then we'd have a conflict, right? Then there would be an issue, in which case there would probably be arbitration and I would probably clearly win that particular case, though could your transmitter be forced to be shut down? I don't think so, simply because we'd be living in a voluntary society. I just think that you would end up being ostracized if that was what the arbiter came down with, was that, you're in the wrong here, Mark. If you don't fix the situation, you will be ostracized and no one will want to do business with you and people won't like you anymore.
Well, I don't think that because of the ruling, it would be because of denying the ruling of a certified arbitrator that you would be ostracized and all that other
stuff. That's true. You would have gone into the arbitration court agreeing to in advance whatever the ruling was. And then if you decided you didn't want to abide by their ruling, then yes, you're right. You would be in violation at that point, and you'd be ostracized. Would that force you to somehow turn your transmitter off? Not necessarily. But
right.
Maybe the power company would cut your feed. Who knows? You'd have to run a generator or something like that. Again, this gets into the world of financial impossibility eventually, because how much money are you really going to spend trying to compete with an existing signal on an existing frequency when all you have to do is step up a couple megahertz and or a fraction of a megahertz and and you've got your own blank frequency.
I don't know how enough about radio. It seems to me that there has to be some kind of finite affinity as far as it goes as far as radio frequencies go, simply because at some point you run out. I mean, what about the broadcast television stations? They need much larger bands, and they'd have to work their way in and that kind of thing. So I mean,
well, the marketplace has done a wonderful job of expanding capacity beyond what anyone originally thought.
And they don't necessarily have to go on the band. I mean, most television stations out there aren't broadcast at all.
I think you'd be likely to see a market dynamic where there simply wasn't a market. I mean, if you get down to where everybody has high def radio and they're doing four times the bandwidth that they have now or the band space, you're going to see a whole lot of radio stations out there. And is it going to be a profitable venture? Obviously, the cost of entry would be much lower, so you'd have many more radio stations, but you wouldn't necessarily have a profit incentive when you have that many radio stations.
Right. How much can you divvy up the advertising pie?
Right. How many people are going to be listening when you have hundreds of radio stations in a given area? Not very many. And at that point, I think it's just a market incentive.
That's a great point.
Just based on supply and demand.
Well, it's to some extent what you're saying is so, and to some extent it's not. There's always going to be the good stations versus the crappy stations out there, okay? And the people are going to listen to the good stations. They're just going to do that. In the same way that most people listen to the big television, you know, watch the big television station in a given town, and the big three or four, depending on how large your town is, and they don't watch, Mystery Theater 2000 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They're not watching the little stuff and the higher numbers. So, you know, there's always going to be the good ones and the bad ones.
There will be, but the better stations, one would assume, would have more resources in terms of capital, and they'd be able to, if somebody was starting to try to broadcast over them in a given area, they'd even if they couldn't take it to arbitration, they'd probably be able to outcompete them by, you know, upping the power of the transmitter. I mean, that's you're getting to the point where the good stations, they're good, and they're not going to have to worry. Where you might see people overlapping is if, you know, you have a couple guys who have, you know, tiny transmitters in the same general town trying to, you know, they might fight it out, but there's not going to be a whole lot of money in it for them. Mm-hmm. So I think just naturally you'd see a market process that would say the market kind of lends itself to stability eventually. You know, it's always in flux, but it tends to find a balance.
It does do that.
Whatever happens, it sure sounds a lot more exciting of a radio dial than what we currently have today, with the FCC ruling the dial with an iron fist to where the marketplace really is not free to operate at all.
Screwing up deals like XM and Sirius.
Yeah, more on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. What happens if your 8-year-old son sniffs a marker at school? We'll find out here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Road Warrior Radio broadcast bringing you the quickening. Are you tired of talk shows that preach over you and talk over your head? Eric Arthur Blair, commonly known as George Orwell, said the great enemy of clear language is insincerity. Are you looking for a fresh new voice in the fight for liberty? Then tune in to Road Warrior Radio, bringing you the quickening on the one and only GCN network. Live Sundays at 11 Pacific and 1 Central, or on demand at roadwarriorradio.com. The Road Warrior is a program dedicated to you, the listener. Are you tired of all the misinformation and lies? Are you hearing too much noise and not enough signal? The Road Warrior Radio unveils the truth and exposes the lies and disinfo that pervade society. Have you noticed all areas of American civics have slanted in to usher in the one world nation state? The Road Warrior Radio broadcast is dedicated to presenting the quickening at hand. Time is running out. Tune into the quickening on the Road Warrior Radio broadcast, sponsored by freefrommortgagedebtnow.com.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, including archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website. For your downloading convenience, go and get them on us for free at freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. All right, so you can bring up whatever's on your mind. In the meantime, we go to a little news item here out of 9news.com. Adams School District 50 is defending its decision to punish a third grader for sniffing a Sharpie marker.
That's a good idea.
8-year-old Ethan Harris was originally suspended from the elementary school for 3 days. Principal Chris Benish reduced the suspension to 1 day after complaints from Harris's parents. Harris used a black Sharpie marker to color a small area on the sleeve of his sweatshirt. A teacher sent him to the principal when she noticed him smelling the marker and his clothing. The young man said, "It smelled good. They told me that's wrong." Ethan's father, John Harris, says the school overreacted.
Don't touch it, son. It's dirty. I mean, he's not giving the kid any kind of explanation.
Ethan's father says the school overreacted for treating Ethan as if he was huffing or inhaling marker fumes. "I think it's outlandish," said his dad. "It's ridiculous." Ethan shyly shook his head no when a reporter asked if he knew about huffing. He does now, though.
Mm-hmm.
Benish stands by his decision to suspend Harris, saying it sends a clear message about substance abuse. "This is really, really seriously dangerous," said the principal. In his letter suspending the child...
"If it's so dangerous, why do they give the markers to the kids?" I mean, isn't it just like handing them a loaded gun?
Apparently so.
Facing towards them?
In his letter suspending
the
child.
I remember when I was in school, I'm sure the Xerox technology existed, photocopying existed, but a lot of stuff was done on mimeograph machines. It made purple ink instead of black. You know what I'm talking about?
I remember carbon paper, but I don't know about a mimeograph.
This thing was hand cranked by the teacher. Crank, 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 crank. I sound so old. And it had ink on it. I don't even know how the thing worked, okay?
Nick over here has never even seen carbon paper.
I've heard of carbon paper.
And everybody would get one of these things, and often they would be fresh. And you'd just watch the whole class in a wave lift up the paper and smell it. It smelled like something, I don't know what, ink, mimeograph ink, and it was kind of strange. All the kids
like things that smell funny, right?
There you go, it smelled funny and people would smell it. So I don't know, and I have no idea if mimeograph ink will, if you huff enough of it, if it'll get you high or anything like that, but it's so strange that they get all bent out of shape. I remember kids would smell markers all the time because they do smell like things. Yeah. They had smelly markers. They had scented markers.
Oh, yeah, we had those. And I think we smelled the Sharpies, too, because they smell good. They've gone with a low odor now,
mm-hmm.
I think a low odor mixture, so it's not as much fun anymore.
Well, now the principal claimed in his letter suspending the child that smelling marker fumes could cause the boy to become intoxicated. But a toxicologist with the Rocky Mountain Poison Control Center, that claim is nearly impossible. Dr. Eric Lavona says non-toxic markers like Sharpies, while pungent smelling, cannot actually be used to get high. So the
principal's wrong.
Right.
And the kid's suspended, and the principal won't back off, and the school board's backing him up.
Right.
Nice.
The doctor in this case said, I don't know whether it'd be possible for a real overachiever to figure out a way to get high off of them, but in regular use, it's just not something that's going to happen. If you went to Costco and bought 50 bags of Sharpies and did something to them, maybe there's a way to get creative and make it happen. Adams County School District, 50 leaders were unfazed by the Poison Control Center's medical opinion.
Yeah, screw that.
The principals, says here, principals make hundreds of decisions every day based on our best judgment, and at that time, smelling that marker, I felt like, wow, that's a very serious marker.
This guy's in. Rube.
Yeah. Despite the medical evidence, the principal promised to draw an even clearer line on markers. And get this, he says, we've purged every permanent marker there is in this building.
There you go. At least it's clear. Now, here's the first thing that I want to see is unambiguous rules. And if the rule is you may not have a permanent marker, at the very least, people may know what that rule is. They could reference that rule from the student handbook if they so chose to read the damn thing. Here he finds a Sharpie. I don't know if he was given the Sharpie or if he had the Sharpie from home or what the rule was. He smells the Sharpie. He draws a little spot on his sweatshirt. You know, there was no rule here. The poor kid gets suspended over some... What? Huh? What are you talking about?
You should have known.
Huffing? I don't know what you speak.
Zero tolerance. Ignorance is no excuse, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. The problem here is obviously that the public school has a darn close to a monopoly. They have a monopoly of funding as far as school systems go. If you want to send your kid to private school, you can, but you still have to pay for the public school. If you want to homeschool your kid, you can, but you still have to pay for the public school. So they have a monopoly of sorts. And, if I got to make this choice at my private school, believe you me, they would think about it differently because, well, my parents could say, this is stupid, and there's a lot of schools he could go to. You need to rethink your little policy here,
right.
Your little power trip, or we're going elsewhere.
I think a reasonable solution here might have been to simply take Ethan aside and say, now, Ethan, that could be dangerous, and we don't want you doing that in class.
Those markers are poison.
Yeah.
And they're deadly, deadly poison.
Right.
And the devil lives in them.
Right. Then let him go back to his chair. Okay?
Yeah.
And leave it there. Talk about overreaction. By the way, Ethan says he's happy to be back in school after his suspension, but he did confide...
They haven't crushed his little spirit yet, have
right,
they?
That he worried that the school's disciplinary action might hurt his dream of one day becoming a professional football player.
Ah, the permanent record. No, don't worry about it, Ethan. Just go out and fight some dogs against each other and smoke some crack cocaine, and you'll make a fine, fine football player.
The toll-free number here for you is 800-259-9231. It is high time that people get rid of these government schools by whatever means necessary. I don't know what it's going to take. I don't know if it's going to be some sort of market-based phenomenon that actually finishes them off, or some combination between that and political activism. But it's time that people stopped, number one, paying for this, these these government schools, and number two, sending their kids there. If your kid gets suspended from the government school, you should consider that a good thing. Don't be in a rush to send them back. In fact, use that as your opportunity to look at other options and ideas as to how to educate your child, as opposed to putting them in these government indoctrination camps where they're treated like dogs, almost. Let's go to your phone calls, and you can bring up anything. Talk to Dave in Waterloo. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Oh, it's me. Yes. Oh, wow, this Sharpie is really good, man. Oh,
yeah. Okay. Get all hepped
anyway,
up before you come on the air. What's up?
About radio, actually. About radio and the FCC and the CRTC and all these entities that stop the industry from growing. You see,
yes.
There are concepts like time division, multiplex access, and code division, multiplex access, and all
I don't think most of our listeners are familiar with those, because I know I certainly am not.
Well, these are techniques in order to cram more signal into the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what we've got is are situations where the technology is available to allow this scenario where you've got your friend in Beetleburg and your other friend in Charlietown, and they're both trying to transmit on the same frequency. But with this technology that's been around for such a long time,
mm-hmm.
it's possible to transmit both transmitters at the same time. You just have to have the proper receiver, the proper kind of transmitter. And all of this because the FCC has its head in a special place.
Yeah.
We can't get ahead with this stuff. They keep on imposing their rules on what's happening in the industry. So that's basically what I wanted to say.
Yeah,
I'll
you nailed it.
Keep on sniffing.
Thank you, dude. We appreciate the call. The technology is out there, and it would have been here decades ago if the FCC hadn't been in the damn way. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free. So enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us at store.freetalklive.com. All kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, from T-shirts to hats to hoodies. We've even got DVD Classic Archive collector sets and more. You'll find it all at store.freetalklive.com. That's store.freetalklive.com. Continuing with your calls, it's James in Alberta. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I had something on my mind. Well, for a while I've been seeing quite a few videos on the Internet about a lot of different people who have been able to easily break the hydrogen atom off of water and use it to power cars or what have you.
Fuel cells, right?
What's that?
That's a fuel cell, right?
Well, not really. It's actually just a matter of, like, there's been a few gentlemen that have done it, and there's one prominent name was Daniel Dingle. His name, he's got a YouTube video. He's from the Philippines. He's been turning cars to run on water since, like, about 1968.
Is that right? Why haven't the men in black showed up to take him out? I mean, that's what we always hear about when people bring this stuff up.
There's a guy named Stan Meyer who was murdered. Stanley Meyer, if you look him, M-E-Y-E-R, he was, his
I
brother
love to eat him every day.
In about 1996. And he had been on the news. There's, like, YouTube videos from him on the news showing his dune buggy running on completely on water. There's no exhaust. The only exhaust was oxygen, basically, and water vapor.
I've heard of these things, these same vehicles.
Yeah, these stories come up. They surface from time to time. And, you know, if this guy in the Philippines really has this, then why aren't people jumping all over this to turn it into a mass market thing?
He presented it to the Philippine government, and then he was told that they didn't want it. That it was suppressed. Like, well, these technologies, when somebody comes out with them, like, just imagine what it would do. Big oil would be finished. But I think there should be...
Well, why would he present it to the Philippine government? Why wouldn't he take it to some business that can actually do something with it?
Well, that's what Stan Meyer did. He had what they said, we see somebody had invested multi-millions of dollars into the project to get it going. As soon as that happened, he supposedly comes out of a restaurant, screams, "I've been poisoned," and he died right there, and he was poisoned. And, I mean, this is all shown on a, like, there's this website called waterpoweredcar.com, and there's videos there, and there's a story there on everything.
So the guy down in the Philippines, you're saying he's still alive?
I don't know if he's still alive.
Oh, okay.
The video seems like it was made about 4 years ago or so.
Gotcha.
On YouTube.
Here's what I would like to know. I mean, if there's this problem, and again, these claims come up on the show from time to time, so maybe you can address this. If there's this problem with people having their inventions, you know, stolen from them or having themselves killed.
Suppressed.
Or in some way the information being suppressed. If that really is a problem, then why doesn't one of these inventors, I understand he wants to profit from his invention and everything like that, but it seems, I mean, if you look at the history of this, these allegations about all this suppression, it
right.
seems like it's impossible to profit, so why not
inventing
release
a car that is that you know, runs on alternative fuel or even just really good gas mileage could kill you.
Why not release the plans on the internet? So anybody anywhere could build these things for themselves, and then there would be no more suppressing it. Why not?
Well, that's a good question, and I think people have tried, but I don't see anybody
tried.
Successfully coming out and doing it.
Well, there's no try. You either do or you don't. You either upload the plans and put it on a website and spread the word, or you don't do anything, and there's no in between.
Yeah, and I just wish somebody. I just hope the alternative radio world would sort of step up and. And people out there, try this. Do it. Get the technology out. Imagine what this could do. This would change the world.
I'm sure you're not the only person who's imagining that, and you're not the only person who's trying it.
I just have to question what the feasibility of the technology, because I'm skeptical. I know the process is electrolysis of water to split water into hydrogen and oxygen. It takes a lot of electricity to get a little bit of hydrogen, and I'm just wondering, are these systems even feasible? Because
right, and that was... Now, Stan Meyer had shown this, how he didn't want to release his secrets. He had a bunch of patents. He's got all these patents that are documented on that website there, Water Powered Car. And I honestly don't know. I'm just trying to figure out why nobody's really talking about this, and it just seems like something should be done about it. There was a guy recently named John Kansas. I don't know if you've heard of him.
No, no one's heard of any of these people.
John Kansas, if you K-A-N-Z-I-U-S, he was on the news, and he was trying to create a cure for cancer where he would inject small particles of gold into the bloodstream and then use this radio wave technology to kill them. But at the same time, he also found a way to easily ignite water, turn it. What it is it breaks the hydrogen atom off the H2O.
Yeah, we don't really need to get into a physics lesson, but, I respect where you're coming from on that, and I understand your concerns, and, you know, you did actually get a chance to talk about it, so thank you for your call tonight, and we certainly appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I mean, what do you want us to do? He said he wants the radio people to do something, to step up. What else can we do besides take calls from people? That's what our job is.
Well, I think he's talking about the listeners. He wants the listeners to be. He wants to get the word out about these cars and this. What is it called? Electrolysis of hydrogen.
Electrolysis of water. It's you're splitting. You run electric current through water and it splits.
It's
the hydrogen
a lot of electricity that you run through, and you get very little hydrogen as a result.
That's true. I mean, it might be feasible to do it on a commercial level with nuclear power or something like that. But inside a vehicle, I'm very skeptical, and I'm not a chemist. I don't know. I've done the process before, and it works. It's just it takes a lot of electricity, and I'm just wondering. I mean, these designs that turn water into burnable hydrogen. I'm thinking they're probably things that have huge battery packs in them, and they run the electric current through the water, and they can run a couple miles. You know, I don't know. I haven't looked into it that much. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm skeptical of the claim that there's actually a water-powered vehicle that can replace gasoline, because given the few people who have an incentive to keep it down, if you're assuming it's the oil companies or the government trying to suppress it, why wouldn't another government? If our government was trying to suppress it, why wouldn't China be interested in running vehicles on water?
They are interested, but the amount of energy from combustible hydrogen and oxygen is never greater than the amount of energy required to separate it every single time. That's why it doesn't work.
Absolutely.
So you're telling me, let me see if I understood you correctly, it takes X amount of energy to actually separate the atoms in the first place, mm-hmm. or separate the molecules, and then whatever you get out of burning the hydrogen after the fact is less than X.
Right.
Yes.
So it just doesn't work.
Well, it does. I mean, if you're facing an oil shortage, you can't, I mean, theoretically you could turn electricity into powering a vehicle and it'd be more efficient, but if you need a combustible fuel, it might make sense to make hydrogen out of nuclear power, solar, wind, if it was needed and there was an oil shortage. But right now, I just don't think there's the profit motive to really run vehicles on hydrogen. Maybe one day, if we start running out of oil,
right.
it'll make more sense.
And the suppression stories, they don't make sense in the internet age. I mean, back in the late 70s, if someone came around and told these stories, then it would be, ooh, yeah. Ooh,
I was told one of those stories in the 70s, and it's very interesting. Of the battery the car battery that would not die, you know, it went dead.
Was it suppressed?
Of course it was.
Right.
You know, the car company guys, Men in Black, came and slapped down some cash and, told the guy that, you know, we're buying this, and it's been put in a warehouse in Detroit or somewhere and never been heard from again.
Right. So back in the day when information traveled much slower and was much more difficult to access than it is today, back then stories like this would have played far better than they do today, in that if there's some sort of suppression campaign going on, it can be easily overcome now because of the internet. As I suggested, these inventors can put their inventions online. They can show proof of concept. They can put their plans up for people to be able to duplicate. They could still get credit for it down the line. You know, if
they are the most qualified person to build this, but if they got the plans out, then they could show, hey, look, I can do this.
Right. And if the plans have hit the internet, then there's no point in killing the originator of the idea. The idea has already copied itself in a limited amount of time.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's just conspiracy theory, I think.
It's all I can come up with.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, some state legislator in Illinois says it's dangerous for kids to know about atheism. I want to hear what he has to say here in moments, and we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Hour number two is coming up.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.